Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and today we are smoking a little bit of General Admission in the bong again. Woohoo! Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, on your Friday at 4:20 to start your weekend off right, baby. That's right. So this is Dude for Real, part two. Last week we did the first 25 of the top 50 funny laws from around the world. And like I said, you know, most of them were from Canada, US, Britain, Australia. So we're continuing that list today. There's some doozies in there. I hope you enjoyed last week's sesh. I hope you enjoyed this week's sesh. So this week, just for a little intro, I guess we'll say real quick, we're smoking General Admissions, sour and citrus again. It's the lemon berry crunch. It is 24.65% THC. It's a sativa. It's a really nice upper. It tastes very citrusy. If you don't like lemon, I would not suggest it because it does have a very lemony flavor, but it is delicious if you like it. So if you like that kind of thing, perfect. It might be the sativa for you. It is, it's a very uplifting, talkative social high. So if you're going to go hang out with your friends, do that. That's what I'm saying. In the joint today, we have more of the sour and citrus because I'm staying on that sativa kick. And I figured at some point, once I start smoking this, I'll actually review it a little bit for you. Inside this bad boy, because this is one that I rolled, it's not a pre-roll, I have put a little snake of Temple Ball hash from Trippy Hippie in there, because last sesh-isode, I briefly told you about it. So at some point, again, probably when I'm reviewing that, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what a Temple Ball is in case you're not sure. Let me put it this way. They are delicious. The high is pretty nice. It is definitely not for a beginner. That's for sure. If you're new to weed, I would not suggest doing it because it is a concentrate. It's a pretty neat method. It's an ancient method. It's been around for 1,000 years. But again, I'll get into that later. So this week, that's what we're smoking. We're smoking sour and citrus, lemon berry crunch in the joint, in the bong and in the joint. Let's take one more bong hit. Why not? Let's start the... I like this stuff. It keeps me up. It doesn't get me too blah. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this up again. Whoa. Here we go. Cheers to your Friday. There we go. Oh, dude. Because I've been smoking these really big bongs lately, I've been coughing a lot. I think I'm going to have to take a bong break for a bit and only do it on the podcast, because I do it outside the podcast too. I think it's becoming rough. Excuse me. Either that or I need to really vacuum the house because of the cat dander. I've noticed my allergies are going a little bananas lately. All right. So let's get right into this. Oh yeah, the other thing I'm smoking I forgot to tell you about. I'm going to start off with this, actually. It's Blue Lime Pie Diamonds from Wagner's. I think they were like 82%, something like that. And this also, I'm smoking it in the Evolve Plus, if you're listening. It's a concentrates pen, essentially. It's got a little bowl coil inside of it that you put your concentrates in. You smoke it sometimes, on occasion, because you get two bowls. I like to put a little bit of hash and a little bit of resin or something in there together, because the hash delivers a nice high, a nice smoke, and the resin delivers a nice little taste. So today, I'm finishing off what I started yesterday, was my diamonds and hash mixed together in the Evolve Plus. The hash is the Temple Ball, so there, that's a little... excuse me. That's a little insight into what a Temple Ball might be. Dum dum dum. Oh wait, do I have a dum dum dum? Yeah. That's what it might be. So yeah, so later on you'll get to hear about the Temple Ball, what it's all about, and how good it is. So cheers to your Friday. Let's get this bad boy started. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get right into these, because we've got 25 more laws to go through. From around the world. The last one, if you don't remember, was in St. Louis, Missouri. If a woman is in the right clothes, or in the right clothes? What the fuck does that mean? In her night clothes. That's right. It's illegal for a fireman to rescue her. So get dressed if you're in St. Louis, Missouri, before a fire happens, or when a fire happens, because if not, you're going down with it, baby. All right. So let's see here. Number two, in France, it's illegal to name a pig Napoleon. Again, this is just a list. It doesn't tell me why, but I have a feeling that Napoleon probably did not like being considered a pig. He was already dealing with supposedly being short, which he really wasn't. He was actually average height for his time. But yeah, I mean, I don't know too many people that really like being called a pig. I know my son was called a pig once. He did not take it well. I didn't do it. It was one somebody else. Chair squeak. but yeah, so yeah, in France, don't name any pigs Napoleon. You might get arrested or a fine. It doesn't really say, but it's illegal to do it. In Indonesia, the punishment, oh, dude, this would really suck. Because, like, let's be honest, as dudes, it's like one of the few joys in life that we have, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. But in Indonesia, the punishment for masturbation is death by decapitation. So if you're playing with your little head, you're going to get your big head chopped off in Indonesia. So don't get caught jerking off. Also, who's jerking off in the middle of a fucking field? Or in, like, I know that people do it, but realistically, who is doing that? You think, like, go to the bathroom. Fucking jerk off before you go to bed. Do something like that. Don't be sitting here trying to jerk off, walking down the road. What are you doing? What are you doing? What is this? In Bahrain, male doctors only legally examine a woman's genitalia through a mirror. I kind of like this one, having two daughters. A sister, a mother, obviously a baby mama. I would prefer that if your doctor is a male, he has to find, like, maybe even like a telescope. You have to be a long way away. You should not be able to directly go at the pussy. You should have to take a few turns and wiggles to get to the pussy. That's all I'm saying. Also, I'm like, as a dude, I'm not very self-conscious, but I would still prefer a male doctor if I got to show him a thing on my ding, you know? That's all I'm saying. Okay, so that's in Bahrain. They can only doctor. So if you're going to be a doctor in Bahrain and you want to be a gynecologist, you think it might be the greatest thing ever? It ain't going to be. You got to learn to walk through a house of mirrors, baby, with pussy staring at you all over the place. In Providence, Rhode Island, selling toothpaste on a toothbrush to the same customer. No, sorry, not on, and. let me start that one again. This is number 29. In Providence, Rhode Island, selling toothpaste and a toothbrush to the same customer on a Sunday is illegal. So for the dudes that like to, you know, drink like crazy people and then wake up on steps, and maybe some guy decided, hey, I'm hammered, I'm just gonna sleep on the steps of the fucking Shoppers Drug Mart or some shit. Well, obviously it wasn't Shoppers Drug Mart, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't remember the name of it. I'm stoned. These diamonds, dude, I'm high. And I'm talking too fast. I don't know what that hand thing was, but yeah. The high is setting in already. Again, we're only like four in. And I'm already a little bit whoop-de-woo. I hope you're whoop-de-woo. This is how you start your Friday, man. And if you're not where I'm at, you need to smoke better stuff. I understand that I just hit the bong twice and I'm also smoking concentrates at the same time. So, I don't know. If you think I can handle a little smoke sesh, you'd be wrong. There's nothing left in my pen. No. Wait, there's gotta be. I put so much in here last night. Okay, anyway, sorry, getting back to it. What I was saying was somebody passes out on a Saturday from drinking too much, and then they go to the pharmacist on Sunday. Or they sleep on the steps of the pharmacist. Jesus Christ, Justin. They sleep on the steps of the pharmacy in hopes that when they wake up, they can pick up a toothbrush and some toothpaste to brush their nasty ass breath. They go in. Next thing they know, the pharmacist says, no, 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 no. Your breath is too bad. We can't have this happen. There's no way. Or maybe what happened was a guy came in from drinking and he decided that the toothpaste, because he was still drunk, the toothpaste was, I don't know, something to whip at people and then stab people with a toothbrush. I don't know. But how does that law happen? Something fucked up happened. And I guarantee you that it didn't just come from stank-ass breath. What happened to make it illegal to sell hygiene products at the same time on a Sunday? That is fucking weird. Like, you should be prepared. Like, you're being penalized for not being prepared. Like, what if you just, what if it just runs out? You know what I mean? And you need some and you don't have any. You gotta go to your neighbors. You gotta go to Tim's and be like, hey, Tim, can I have some toothpaste? And Tim be like, sure, man, here's some toothpaste. That's fucked up. It's kind of messed. What would you do? I don't know what I would do. I would just guess I would have stank breath till Monday. Okay, for some reason, this hash that is in here has started to not move down the little tubey tube. Oh, whoops. I got to put the top on. All right, number 30. In Alexandria, Minneapolis, it is illegal for a man to have sexual intercourse with a woman with sardines on his breath. Dude. Why? Clearly, a woman was on the bottom in missionary, and dude was breathing heavy, and, you know, had eaten maybe a can of sardines, and was just all over her face. And just, instead of, oh, there it is. Yeah, that's a good hit. Just got to push the hash down. And instead of, like, you know, she wanted it, so she was like, woohoo, sex, and then, oh, abrasive stankiness, no more of that, and then she ran and made it illegal. Like, not ran. She went to the police, was like, fuck that guy. The police were like, yeah, dude, you can't be doing, no, that's unacceptable. I think also in that law, they should have put one where, like, you can't kiss your kids goodnight or anybody after you've eaten sardines, because fuck you, dude. Fuck you for eating sardines and trying to breathe your stank-ass fish breath all over me. Water break. That's all I'm saying. That shit comes out of a can. Fuck you. Now, here's the real question, though. What if, I'm just saying, this was obviously a long time ago, what if it wasn't sardines? What if it was misinterpreted not misinterpreted what if it was misleading hygienic issues? You know what I'm saying? Wink wink, nudge nudge. Maybe it was the pussy. Maybe, I'm just saying, maybe it wasn't the fish on the breath, and it wasn't the, what she thought it was, sardines. He's like, baby, I haven't had sardines. I don't know what to tell you. She's like, you smell like sardines. I don't like it. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, imagine what I go through every time. Whoop, whoop. Just saying, it's a possibility. It was a long time ago. I don't know how great hygiene was back then. I'm assuming it was a long time ago, because if it's new, what the fuck, man? All right. That was in Alexandria, Minneapolis. So don't eat sardines and have sex with a woman, because that's bad. In Arizona, hunting camels is against the law. I did not realize that camels, there were an abundance of candle. There were even camels in Arizona. Like, wouldn't you be shooting them at the zoo? I guess Arizona has a desert, it's dry, but I did not know that camels were like a regular thing that occupied Arizona. Just saying. In North Carolina, it is illegal to swear in front of dead people. Why? I feel like they would have the least amount of problems with it. In fact, I bet if you took a survey of dead people talking, most of them are going, ah, fuck. Oh, in Florida, here we go, Florida again, having sexual intercourse with a porcupine is illegal. What the fuck, man? Who's doing that? Florida? Florida, step your game up. Okay, first of all, this is fucked because here's the thing. You can't imitate an animal. Now I'm starting to see a picture. Can you not imitate an animal because people will fuck you? Because Floridians like to fuck animals? Is that what they're saying here? Because all of the laws have that I've found that are ridiculous have revolved around animals. What are you guys doing down there, man? I know the Everglades are fun, but holy shit. So, like, you can't imitate an animal, okay? So no furry conventions. You can't fuck a porcupine, so no furry conventions, right? What was the other one? There was another one that was, oh yeah, and then farting. You can't fart in public on a Thursday. Fucking Florida. Only in Florida. In Vermont, a woman must get written permission from her husband to wear false teeth. Yeah, she does. You know why that is. Just saying. All you women's empowered, no. We're like, yeah. I get it. Gummers all around. In Oklahoma, it's against the law to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7 p.m. That means that's happened. And what do you think? What happened? Like, and where did you get the donkey? Why did you have a donkey in the tub? Where did you get the donkey? Are you a farmer? What the fuck is going on here? And also, why just, again, after 7 p.m. in the day? Sure. You could bathe your donkey from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6:59 p.m. if you want. As long as you're out of the tub by 7 p.m. No donkeys. A sleeping donkey. That's it. Okay, so you can't have a sleep. I thought it was bathing. Jesus, I'm stoned. I hope you're stoned. It's against the law to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7. So donkeys can't go night-night in a bathtub after 7 in Oklahoma. I find it really weird that that is, like, regular enough an occurrence that there has to be a law. And what is the law? Like, did somebody go into a bathroom where there was a sleeping donkey in a party or, like, at a dinner party or something and, like, got full-out donkey kicked right in the face? Like, then all of a sudden that's not allowed because the tub is in too close a proximity to the toilet and you can very easily have your head kicked through the bathroom wall. Because people want their donkey to sleep in a bathtub? What the fuck happened there? That makes no fucking... okay. Some of these places make me want to move there to see if there's, like, it's legit and if people know about it. In Israel, you could be prosecuted for picking your nose on Sunday. But only on Sunday. Pick it any other day of the week. What is with these, like, days of the week specified to not have things happen? Was there like a mass nose picking and all of a sudden the city was like, fuck man, we got to clean everything. There's boogers everywhere. People are just like flicking shit, pick and flick, stab and wipe. Did somebody chase people down the street picking his nose and trying to wipe his snot on the back of their neck? What's happening here? Some fucking weird shit. All right, in Oklahoma... it is illegal to molest an automobile. Oklahoma, what are you doing? You can't have sleeping donkeys in your bathtub after 7. And you can't molest automobiles. Are you seriously bringing your donkeys inside so you can fuck your cars? Come on, man. What is molesting an automobile? Like, oh, don't put your finger in the tailpipe. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. Stephen, get your penis off the dashboard. It doesn't like it. Rub it on. Rub it on a headlight. Baby, you got beautiful lights. Ooh, yeah. What the fuck? In Chicago, it is illegal for anyone to eat in a place that is on fire. Thank you, Mafia. I don't know. I have no idea. I would imagine it has to do with some kind of like the Great Fire. Is there a Great Fire of Chicago? I feel like there is. But maybe it has to do with that, where, like, there was a big accident, and there were a lot of people in there, and they could have been saved had you, had they... that doesn't make sense. Because you can't... that means people... there was a building burning, and people were eating, and they all stayed. Because they were like, fuck this, I'm sticking around. Like, I haven't finished my pasta, fuck you. I'm not going anywhere. Hoagies and grinders. I want some hoagies and grinders. And I'm not leaving till I get them. Woof. Sir, the building is on fire. That's fine. Just serve it. I'll eat right here. It'll stay warm. Fucking idiots. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But something did. That's for damn sure. All right. So that was number... and again, Oklahoma... that was Chicago. Sorry. I still can't get over that. Oklahoma, it's illegal to molest an automobile. Who is humping their trucks? What are you guys doing? Like... Do you bring your donkeys in, hump the truck? I don't know. There's got to be a correlation. That's why I keep saying it. There's got to be a correlation between donkey in the house and fucking a car. I don't know why, but I feel like there has to be. In Pennsylvania, it's illegal to sleep on top of a refrigerator outdoors. This has happened, obviously. Obviously, this has happened. If it's happened, why did it happen? And what exactly was going on there? Like, I could imagine somebody stoned as fuck just being like, oh man, I'm going to sleep here. And the fridge is like tipped over and they lie on it, maybe even get in it, because when you're high, you're an idiot. I don't know. You know, maybe there's like a nuclear threat and there's a bomb. You figure, oh, I saw this in a movie once, not realizing that new refrigerators don't do that. And the old ones don't either. You're going to die. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. But honestly, what if it was standing up and somebody climbed it to sleep on it? That's risky. And what if that happened and then you fell over in your sleep? Because obviously, like, you, how do you stay perfectly still, right? And then it tips and falls and then you get your head smushed by the top of the thing when it falls, and then your back broken as your feet like flip back over the side of the fridge because you're done. I don't know. How does that happen? That's all I'm saying. How do half of these things happen? All right. Number 41. In Eureka, Nevada, it is illegal for men with mustaches to kiss a woman. There you go. No sardines. No mustaches. When you're kissing or fucking women in the States. In some of them. In Nevada, and where was the other one? I want to say like Oklahoma or some shit. Oh, the other one was Minneapolis. The sardines on your breath was Minneapolis. And in Eureka, Nevada, you can't have a mustache. It's illegal to have a mustache to kiss women. Why? Do you think that that's maybe how like they had, maybe they had like an STD epidemic and it was all like transferred by Mr. Mustachios, dudes with the mustaches. Hello, my dear. I'd like to... And then chlamydia across the city. I don't know. What do you think? I think it's entirely possible. Oh, yeah. Also, I have lit my joint, my hash, temple ball hash-infused joint. Maybe now's a good time to talk to you about it. Let's see here. Since we are talking, well, hold on. Oh, dude, I've got like double facts here. Shit, I'm going to have to go back to the original list to find two. I got one. I'll tell you one from here that I actually know. Anyway, so I have two facts that I got to make up because there's duplicates I just noticed. All right, so let's talk about for a minute here. Let's talk about this temple ball since I've lit my joint. I hope you're enjoying the sesh. I hope you're high as shit. I hope you're enjoying your whatever you're smoking. Yeah. Okay. So, a temple ball. It's time for some weed facts, bro. That's right. Some weed and some facts. Right on. What exactly is a temple ball? Now, I had never heard of a temple ball until somebody at the shop when I went in to buy, you know, my re-up, I guess. They told me about a temple ball. And now my understanding initially of a temple ball is that it was hash and resin. Now I'm saying it that way because my initial understanding was that it was hash and resin. And I thought that meant, and I read a couple articles and I will put one up that actually explains the whole process. But I thought it was like an outer layer of hash, right? In a ball that was, hollow. Okay. And then inside that ball was like, kind of like a Lindor chocolate. Okay. Where you have an outer hard layer that's hash and inside is resin. That's not exactly what it is. There are a couple different ways of doing it, but the original most like the fastest way or the best, most accurate way, I guess, to do it is, the original method, which is how you get temple ball hash is you take the fan leaves of a cannabis plant and you rub it between your hands very gently and slowly until the till all the resin that's on the outer layer of the leaf starts to coat your hands. You can look this up online. Your hands then start to get black. You do this with a bunch of it. Once your hand is completely covered in this hash resin, then you like peel it off, and you put there's more to it than this, but you peel it off your hand, and then you start forming it into a ball, or you start forming it, heating it up, rolling it up, whatever you're gonna do. Then, how do you explain it? So, and then that resin, I'm losing it because I just smoked this joint. Okay, so that together, I believe, is that, I thought that was just the hash. That's what I'm trying to say. I thought that was just the hash, and then you had melted down resin in the middle of it. Essentially, that is all of that in one. Okay, so then you take it, and instead the difference is that hash is like a, normally like a dull black ball, right? When you do temple ball hash, it's actually more, I guess, like a resin. It's a, so as some people call it, a full burn resin, where when you smoke it, it's gone. It doesn't go ashy. It just burns like a resin, right? So my misunderstanding was that these were outer layered hash, like a Lindor chocolate, and then inside was like some resin where you heat up the whole ball and you get to smoke the whole thing. It's not like that. It is hash infused with resin, but naturally removed from the plant. With, you can use other methods of extraction, like, what is it, BHO, I think, and I think CO2 is another method. And then it made like this hash resin ball, right? Well, no, it's basically done with your hands and heated up a little bit inside bags and containers until it's sort of liquidy, and then you pour it out, then you roll it again with your hands until it becomes like a little marble ball kind of, and it's very, very shiny. It's not dull. It looks like a, almost looks like a little brown pearl. And depending on the type of the strain that you've got, the coloring will be slightly different. So some of them will be like black and shiny. Some will be like golden, some brown, some red. Like, they're pretty cool. So I misinterpreted what a temple ball was. And then I read this article that totally clarified the whole thing. There are a couple different methods of doing it, but this, I think, from what I understand, is the original way of doing it, is just slowly rubbing the leaves together in your hands until your palms become black. And that's the resin from the plant. And then you start to you chip it off, and then you lay it all out, and you heat it up, and then you roll it into these little pearl-like balls. They look amazing. Like, they look like they could be like a bead on a necklace kind of thing. And the more you heat them up, the more you play with them, the more pliable they get. So that's a temple ball. And that is what is in the joint. So that's your little bit of education for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. Yay for temple balls. You get a chance, I say give one a try. See what it tastes like, see what you think. It's definitely more... It's got more of a fruity, like, resin smell and flavor, but it has that backup heavy hash hit, like that heavy hash smoke. It's really nice. So give it a shot. This one was only, like, 49%, but they range anywhere from, I guess, like, on average, 50% THC up to, I think they said 80-something or 90. Oh, and also it's, like, a balanced smoke, so you get... It's a bulk THC with a little bit of CBD in it. It's a nice little mesh. It gives you a good little, you know, relaxed, laid back feeling. It's nice. That's a little weed fact for you, and hopefully something new for you to try.
It's some weed and some facts. Right on.
Yeah, for sure. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll put up some pictures of it so you can actually see what it looks like. I don't think I took any from when it was like when I originally got it, which I should have. But I took some, I'll take some after like having used it so you can see what it looks like inside and outside and everything. But it's really sweet. They're really awesome. All right. Now get back to this. Where were we? That was our little prelude, interlude. Jesus. I hope you're high. Oh, I just hit the hash on this. I hope you're high. Hope you're enjoying the sesh, because I'm having a good time. I'm having a really good time, actually. Having a lot of fun doing this one. Okay, so back to these ridiculously silly laws. Okay, where were we? I think we're on 40. Yeah, 40, number 42. In Ohio, it is against state law to get a fish drunk. That's right. You you can't purposely feed fish beer. Why would you do this? Like, I don't get it. Okay, now having said that, I just remembered. I used to have a little dwarf albino rabbit. A white dwarf albino rabbit. So it was little. It was a dwarf rabbit. He was tiny. Like, he could fit almost in like the palm of your hand. He was so small. He could fit along my whole forearm and just like lay there. But he was white with like the red beady eyes and stuff. So what we used to do is when I come home from work, because I was working at a golf course, I'd come home, I'd lay on the couch, and I would eat like carrots. And as I was eating these baby carrots, he'd hop up on my chest, and then I'd have a big carrot, and I'd hold the big carrot in my mouth, and he would chew down the carrot to my lips, and then he would never bite me. And he would just take the last bite and then go. And that's what we would do. Then one day, I didn't think about it. It was a Saturday. I was sitting watching TV or a movie or something. And I went and I lit a joint and I'm smoking it. And then he hops on my chest, but he hopped on my chest on the inhale and he went to bite the joint. So I had to move the joint, but I exhaled at the same time right in his face. Dude, I felt so bad. So I could only imagine what a fish would be like drunk. Like, probably not cool, you know, because I felt bad for that rabbit. He just ended up jumping around a lot, and then he laid on my chest and fell asleep. But yeah, it was pretty funny, man. He was, it was funny, but it was also terrifying because I was hoping, like, I didn't mean to, you know. So don't get animals drunk or high. That's what I'm saying. Not cool. They have no, like, option. Don't do it on purpose. In Ohio, oh no, we did that one. That's what I was just talking about. In Florida, unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed. Yep. So if you're single in Florida, Jesus, Florida, what the fuck is going on over there, man? You're like the Wild West. You just got all kinds of random shit happening, huh? Jesus Christ. Single women cannot, what? Parachute on a Sunday. They could be jailed. Shitty. Shitty titties. Okay, I think I have to add in 3 now. Fuck. A couple of these were doubled and I didn't notice. I checked it last time, but I don't know. I must have fucked it up when I was dicking around with it. So I think I have 2 duplicates right now. Maybe 3. So either way, I'm going to have to look up 3 facts by the end of this to add on, unless there's more duplicates over here. Oh yeah, so unmarried women on Sundays, don't parachute because you can go to jail. Not fun. But also Florida. What the fuck? In Texas, it's illegal for one to shoot a buffalo from the second story of a hotel. See, now that I read, I know it's like, it's supposed to be a weird and funny law, but like, I kind of get that one, Texas. Like, I don't question where that might have come from, is what I'm saying. You know, like, there's a good chance and there's a high possibility that happening actually happened. You know what I'm saying? That I feel like that anyway. That's what I think. I think that that is a very likely scenario where somebody has shot a buffalo from the second story of what, of a hotel? Of a hotel. I feel like, yes, in Texas, 100%, I believe that that did happen. So it's not that weird a law to me. In Ames, Iowa, it is illegal for men to have 3 sips of beer while they're in bed with their wives. You know, the Midwest is really about, like, gentlemanly behavior around their wife. I kind of dig it. I kind of like the idea, like, I kind of like how theirs are all succinct. You know, Iowa, Oklahoma, like, oh, Oklahoma was a little weird. But Iowa, there was another one in there in the Midwest. But it's always, like, about women, not, you know, not offending women. I kind of like it. But at the same time, why does that have to be a law? Like 3 drinks? You can, oh, 3 sips. Not even 3 drinks. 3. You can't have 3 sips while in bed with a woman. And who would turn you in? Like, you just got down, and then you're cuddling after, have a couple drinks. You'd have to, like, switch like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. Hey, babe, pass me a beer.
Okay.
Take three sips.
Fuck you! You're not supposed to have three. What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know. What the fuck just happened? It's a little beer. We had a good time. Still having a good time. Feeling good. Wanted a drink. Mm-mm. What about blowing smoke? Shouldn't it be blowing smoke in your face? Don't do that. Don't drink beer. Don't drink three sips of beer. All right. In Chicago, California. Oh, no. Sorry. In Chico, California, the law states that anybody who detonates a nuclear device within the city limits is liable to a fine of $500. Like, nobody will be around to, one, pay that fine, or, two, issue that fine. And also, why is it $500? Shouldn't it be, like, billions? Oh, my God. You'd wipe out an entire fucking section of a continent. Not to mention all the fallout. $500. Hey, Kathy. I'm going out for a bit.
Okay, Greg. Have a good time.
Thanks, babe. No one knows I'm going to detonate this. It's only going to cost me $500. Watch what happens. I don't know. That was weird. In Tremonton, Utah, it is illegal for a woman to have sex with a man while riding in an ambulance. Again, that probably happened. Although I feel like that would probably happen quite a bit. You know, it's like your last moments and like, so like, you know, give me some dick or whatever. I don't know. All right, it's getting ridiculous. Let's get through these. We're on 49, but which is really probably 46, I'm going to say. In Lebanon, if a man is caught having sex with a male animal, then the penalty is death. Sex with a female animal is okay. Way to go, Lebanon. Just don't fuck dudes, okay? Dude, I really need to get laid. Well, I've got a chicken. Oh, yeah? Man or woman? Woman. Ah, too bad. I like dudes. Well, we can't fucking do that here. In Kentucky, it is illegal to carry a concealed weapon more than 6 feet long. Who's carrying a bazooka? Just keeping a bazooka in your back pocket, hanging out on the street corner, you know, just in case those days you're stuck in the middle of a fucking air raid. What the hell are you talking about? Dude, come on. Oh my God. All right, so let me go back to this. Okay, I gotta find. I don't have. Oh, do I? Oh, wait. No, that's a. Okay. Hold on a second here. Here we go. We have to go to the website to get three more of these. Because I don't know what happened, but I fucked up. That's all I'm saying. Okay. What just happened? Oh. Sorry. Sorry, folks. This is ridiculous. I know. But, you know, sometimes when you get honed, when you get stoned, things are hard. Okay? Okay. Great. Here we go. Hope you had a good week. I hope you're having a good time. I hope life's treating you well. I hope you're generally, you know, living the way you want to live. Because, like, let's be honest, we get one life. It's fun. And it should be fun. For sure. Okay. Now, what was this article called? 100 Weird Laws. Did you mix hash? You should mix hash, man. I'm just saying. All right. Why are you not showing me the... Of course there's no fucking article. All right, fine. Here, I'll tell you some weird fucking laws that I know. I think it's in Calgary, Alberta. Calgary? In Calgary? Yeah. Canada? Calgary? Jesus. It's illegal to throw snowballs. I can't remember where I read that, but Google it. I think it's true. It is okay. Here, I'll tell you a story, because this one is like a close to home one. Okay, so when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I used to work at this golf course. Every Tuesday, we'd play a round of golf, and then we go over to this restaurant for a drink. Quite often, because I biked, I didn't drive anywhere. I biked to and from work. I would bike to the restaurant, have a bunch to drink, and bike home. This one day, okay, this one time, I'm driving my bike, and the restaurant is like, I don't know, it's not even a kilometer away from my house. So it's like, it's close. It's like a couple blocks away, or my apartment at the time. So I go, okay, I'm going to leave. But as I start to go, I'm like, shit, I'm a little more drunk than I, you know, probably should be. But I'm biking, so I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, I'm not in a motor vehicle. I'm not on the road. I'll just ride on the sidewalk. Anyway, it took a few turns, and then there's this one part where I have to cross the road, and then I go up a hill, through down the hill, through a park, and then I'm at the house, or at the apartment, okay? Well, I'm crossing that little section of road, and as I go to cross, I almost get hit by a cop car, okay? This guy gets out yelling at me. I'm like, I jump off my bike and I walk to the side of the road. He's screaming at me. I go, what the fuck are you yelling at me for? Because I'm drunk. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? And like, this was what? This would have been like back in 2003, probably. 2003. Yeah, 2003, 2004. So I was like early 20s. And so I yell back at him. And he goes, what the fuck? I'm like, you just about hit me. What the fuck, man? What's your problem here? So he goes, are you intoxicated? I go, yeah, I'm hammered. And he goes, well, I could book you for, operating a motor vehicle under the influence. And I was like, what? Where's the motor, man? It's a bike, like a bicycle. Where's the motor? He goes, you. I go, by that logic, then walking is the same thing. He got so pissed. I go, besides that, you're still in the wrong. You almost hit me. I didn't do anything wrong. I was drunk, sure, but I didn't even move out of my lane. I just went across the road and you sped up and almost hit me. Like, you should have seen me going. You're a driver. What are you, stupid? So luckily, I got away with, you know what, just don't ride your bike anymore. So of course, me being a jackass and being super drunk, was like, yeah, man, no problem. So I walked the bike from the sidewalk up to the top of the little hill. This guy's in his car. He starts it up. And as he starts it up and goes to turn the corner, I hop on the bike and boot it down the hill. I get to the apartment, take the bike inside, close it all up. He never found me. But I felt like that was a good piss off. But anyway, apparently that's a lot. I don't know if it's actually true or if he was fucking with me because I was hammered. But that was something he tried to convince me was a law. And I was like, fuck you, dude. There's no way that's a law. But I still don't know. I think like public intoxication, sure. Intoxication, I'm sure he could have booked me with. What's another one? What's another weird law? Okay, let me just do this. This one's not from this article, but I'm going to Google a weird law. Let's see here. Because I don't want to end with like, I think that's only 49. I think I had three doubles. Oh, I don't want this. Let's see here. Just give me a new page, fuckface. Hope you're having a good smoke. That's right. oh, there we go. all right. I like this one. Hey, that's not a weird law. I feel like that's a legit law. It should be like that. We know that. Where was it? Here's one that this website has. Farandwide.com. Canadian radio stations must play Canadian artists. Yeah, but I thought like everybody did that. No? That seems like it makes sense. Promote your own. You know? Oh, here's one. It's illegal to run out of gas on the German Autobahn. That would suck. Also, poor planning. It's illegal to hike naked in Switzerland. It's illegal to feed pigeons in Venice, Italy. I get that. Think how many pigeons are in the center of that. Jesus. I don't know what that is. Oh, here's one I can't get down with because nobody wants to see me in one of these. Men must wear Speedos on French beaches. I hope that's true. Farandwide.com. Because if not, you got some explaining to do. I can't go to France now. My daughter wants to go to France. I can't go to a beach. I'm going to have to take her in the fall or some shit. Because there's no way in hell I'm wearing a Speedo on anywhere. Oh. Well, I hope you enjoyed the sesh, because those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, to start your weekend off right. I hope you come back next week on, what am I on? I always forget this, dude. I am so high. You know what? Okay. This is a really good mix. This is a really good mix of weed. Like, you get a good balanced high. My mind, I know that it's so slowly gone flatter, but that's because of the hash. The hash brings you down a bit. But you know what? The general admissions, sour citrus, whatever. What is it? Sour and citrus, lemon berry crunch, man. It is good. It's got enough of a kick to pull you up out of it. And then when you get focused on trying to be like creative and silly, I guess, because that's what I'm trying to do here. It's just try to be silly. it's a good, it levels you out nice. Maybe they had a little lull there. I think I had a little lull. I don't know. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the sesh. If you like nice sativas and hash and resins and concentrates, these are a really good mix together. They have a good flavor. You've got like, it dulls the citrus flavor a little bit, but at the same time, the hash flavor and the temple ball flavor is infused. All right, is enhanced. Jesus. It's great. Try it. But yeah, let's try this again. That's my thoughts off the stem for this week. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni. I hope you come back next week on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, YouTube. Yeah, everywhere. It's everywhere, baby. Until next time. Keep your lids low.